The anomalies are conclusive proof that weird online integrations in the like mid-2000s exist. In a podcast as real and solid as those we already know about. Welcome to Four Seasons and a Funeral, the podcast about shows that had two good seasons and three other ones. Today we're talking about season four, the webisodes of the next evolution of science fiction, Primeval. I'm David, and I'm joined by Charlie, Uwu, and Nick.
I'm Charlie, Uwu.
And I'm Nick. Thankfully, still not Uwu.
We'll get you one day.
I'm terrified.
I'm gonna start rolling for the roll order that we then roll.
What? No.
So I'll roll a D3, and then a D2, and that'll determine which order the dice rolls are in.
It's too complicated.
No, that does nothing.
More randomness.
It's not more random. It's the same amount of random.
More random.
Could we base the order off of the current astrological signs?
No.
Does that change enough?
No, because I refuse to learn what the current astrological signs are.
We all are different astrological signs, so that would work.
Correct.
David, Charlie and I are both in relationships. We really don't care about the astrological signs. We've gotten past that stage of dating where we have
Damn
to pretend
it, no,
about
it's
that
still,
shit.
It's still incredibly important to my dating life.
It's
such a Virgo thing to say.
Nope.
Oh man, I'm just so glad that
Gemini?
I don't understand that.
No.
Taurus?
I know Capricorns are hated.
Hey, fuck
Capricorns
you.
Capricorns are hated, right?
Fuck you.
Don't worry.
They are, but fuck you.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Charlie. We're all cool here.
I don't know.
Oh, are you both Capricorns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, like, dang.
It's like December to mid-January, right?
Yeah. Fuck. No, we fall under the same one.
Capricorns, perhaps the most disciplined members of the Zodiac. Capricorns are known
what?
For their endurance and determination. Career motivated and focused on status, these earth signs are highly driven to reach their professional goals, and they take their responsibilities very seriously. They're typically resistant to change and will often stick with their personal routines for many years.
Sure. There's, like, sure, if I want, I can definitely pull parts of my personality and see that they are in that.
Wait, what do you mean astrological signs are a scam? What?
That's crazy. David, give me another one. Let me figure out how I match up with that one. All right.
Close that website.
Okay, good. Okay, that's fine. We don't have to do this bit. Okay. It's fine.
Warm, artistic, and protective of the ones they love. Blank make great friends and companions. They are confident and larger than life, easily charming the people they encounter. However, this sign can be dramatic from time to time, especially if they feel disrespected. They feel passionately about their personal interests, but need to be mindful that they show interest in their lives. They need to be mindful that they show interest in the lives of those around them as well.
Sure. Am I supposed to guess which sign this is, David?
Sure. I guess.
Because you did blank out the sign. Give me Cancer?
Nope, that's Leo. That's me.
Ah. I don't know. I was just picking the sign that had the 69 on it.
So, based on when I was born, I have a Capricorn sun, but I'm Virgo ascending.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
So
I
the
know,
sun.
I don't need to
no,
know.
No, the so, sun determines your ego, identity, and role. Your ascendant is the mask you present to people.
So, type coverage wise, how good are you?
Right. This is just Pokemon, right?
Like I think it means my sun and my moon are both Capricorn. So I'm apparently fundamentally responsible, serious, efficient, and rational. But this can lead to a power hungry ambitiousness.
Nice.
Yeah. Sure.
There's that power hungry Charlie that I always know climbing the ladder, stepping on heads as he goes.
My ascendant is Virgo, meaning I come across as precise, diligent, peace-seeking, and organized. You may seem a bit too attached to work, details, and the pursuit of perfection, which sometimes makes you seem a bit boring. I'm a bit boring, but not for those reasons.
Hooray?
My fifth house, my Mercury is Capricorn.
What?
Fifth There's, house? Why do you have five houses?
No.
What's happening
I'm
here?
Sending you to this website. You guys got to get your star charts done.
Oh, I don't want to. No.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
This is so cursed.
I don't know.
Wait, I have to enter my city? Fuck that shit.
No, because it has to know what angle was at the time.
Oh my god,
oh
you're
my
right.
God.
It does need
Fuck
to know.
Off. Oh, all right. I hate this so much, Charlie. Like...
It's horrible. No, it's the dumbest thing
why
in the
does
world.
It make me, why does it make me enter an email address?
So it can email you your chart.
Can I get the chart from the... Can I get my chart
it does,
from...
It does bring you to a page with the chart afterwards, so you may
right,
not have to enter your email.
10-minute mail.
I mean, just put in, like, no@no.com. Like, they don't... you know email parsing, my man.
Fine.
Just
but
put
also,
in a bogus thing
it.
That looks like
what,
an email.
I wonder what time I was born at. I think it was, like, this time?
Just do a rough Boom. Estimate.
Get my chart. Click the peeled fruit to continue. Okay.
Yeah, captchas are getting interesting.
Okay.
All
so
right.
What is?
All right. I have.
Oh my god. What? Is
why
on
do
this?
I have an no, eighth house? Why do I have so an eighth much? House?
Why is there
what does
so
this
much?
Mean?
Audience, sorry, we're just enjoying this for a little bit. We'll,
if
we'll
someone
get to the
understands
content,
what the fuck this means,
all right.
Oh, they have a natal chart like FAQ.
Cool. All right. So,
okay,
so audience,
wait.
Great,
David.
You want to
go ahead
house
first for me?
Don't worry, I got second house first.
Oh, okay. So my son is Leo.
Yeah, so your sun is your actual zodiac sign.
Okay, my ascendant is Taurus, and then
okay.
My moon is Aquarius.
So unlike what? The rising sign or the zodiac sun sign, which are based on Earth's yearly revolution around the sun, houses are based on the Earth's 24-hour rotation about its own axis. So you can have 12 houses.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, no, I've got an eighth house in mine. I have a first, a second, a third, another second, and an eighth. Cool.
I have a 12th house.
Goddamn. That's such a big house, David.
I don't know what any of this means.
Neither do I.
Only,
all right.
I only have six houses.
All right.
I have so many fifth house, though.
Wait, no, wait. There's so many more houses. Wait, I didn't see below. There's so many
no,
more.
No,
I have an 11th house.
Yeah, so it's not like you have 11 houses, it's in your 11th third. Quadrant.
I got three third houses. Let's go. I don't know what's...
Is that good?
I don't know.
Okay, so your first house is your self-image and impression you make on others. Your second is personal resources and what makes you feel safe and secure. So all the houses play into different parts of your life, and what sign is in that house has a greater impact on your... On that part of your life, I guess.
Okay.
This makes no sense. This sounds like numerology.
This is wild. All right, audience, all right. Ready? I'm a my sun is Capricorn. My ascendant is Scorpio. My moon is Cancer. And then do I just keep going down the planets now? There's so many planets.
Oh my god.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
I got a second. I got at least another Capricorn. Oh, I got two more Capricorns. Three more Capricorns.
Well, I'm bookmarking this page.
Oh, why?
You never know.
I do, though.
Never know when you need to bust out your natal chart.
Literally never.
All right.
I wonder if this is how certain people got bad vibes about me. I wonder if they looked at my natal chart. I wonder.
You gotta go track that person down and be like, look at my chart, what's wrong with it?
What, was this why you hated me? Why did you hate me? Have I? Oh, I've told you guys about seeing them at like a Christmas market thing in Guelph. Have I told you guys about that? I saw them last November. Aww.
Yeah, and your partner was like, "We're going," and you're like, "I want to fight."
If she wasn't there,
seems like Nick should record something saying he loves confrontation.
I don't like confrontation. And the way that I would have went about this would have been the most non-confrontational confrontation possible.
So you're going to do the ultimatum, right?
The entire point would have been to be uncomfortable with how nice I was being. Like,
Nick and his partner go on Couple to Thruple Season 2.
Too nice. Nick, you've gone too nice. It's you've gone overboard.
He's gone overboard. It's like, oh, hey, how are you doing? What have you been up to? How's school? What are you doing? Like, just like super positive, nice questions, knowing that they don't want to be in that conversation. It's just, that's what I want to do. Like, it's, there's something really good about that. Of just
Would you like to join a cult? I mean, meet my family?
No. Like, no invites or anything associated with things. This is literally like just the like happenstance run into them. And like you're trying to make small talk, but you're being like overly positive about it to the point of it's like, shit, I can't stop talking to this person because they're not doing anything wrong. Like that's the goal. That was what I was aiming for. And that's what I would have another time. It's going to happen.
All right. To reel this back, audience. What have you guys been up to since we last recorded?
Man.
I'm still in the completionist grind for Yakuza 0, but I'm so much closer. Mahjong was easy. I'm done it. I re-downloaded Mahjong Soul because I like Mahjong again. I have to do just all the minigame grinds. That's the worst part right now. Well, not the minigame grinds. I have to do the housing, the real estate game, and the cabaret club game. And that is on and off going to be so long. And then I can start and do it all over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, because it's so much fun. At one point, you have to just like defeat X amount of enemies in the certain combat styles. But you don't have to actually defeat the enemy with the style. You just have to be in the style. So you can pull out a shotgun and shoot the people. And it goes way quicker. So I just run around with an inventory full of shotguns, mowing people down to get the completion.
Oh no.
It also pays a pretty penny.
Oh no.
Because you get multipliers. The money they drop is multiplied if you hit certain things, like multiple takedowns. They didn't hit you. You did it really quick. The shotgun hits like five people at once. It's great.
Oh man. What a time. David, what have you been up to?
Continuing Dark Souls 2. I have reached the end of the game, but I just need to, so, like, there are, like, two endings you can get for Dark Souls 2. One of them requires you to kill an optional boss, who is fucking bullshit.
Which boss?
Velstout the King. So,
oh. Yeah.
He's fucking bullshit, Nick. The most bullshit thing is he reduces the amount of damage that you can deal to him by 32, unless you have an item that will reduce that by a factor of 2 for each item you have.
Okay.
So if you have 2 of them, you can only deal, you deal 8 times less damage to him, right? So ideally, you want 5 items of those items so you deal normal damage, but in the base game, if you don't kill any other optional bosses, you can only get 4. There's another optional boss you need to kill to get the 5th, who's a fucking giant dragon, and so I did that for 3 hours last night grinding that fight out.
Jesus Christ, that sounds awful.
And the dragon one shots you.
Oh, that's nice of it.
I mean, there's some cheese strats you can deal, which help, but I just hit his shins with a sword until he died.
Honestly, fair enough.
And then I got him, so now I have 5 giant souls, so I can deal normal damage for Velstat, because I really needed that. because there was no way I was going to kill him even at half damage, because he also just one-shots me with every attack.
Holy shit.
So that's probably also going to take an hour or two.
Well, good luck.
And then I'll finally be able to go finish the game. And then there's the DLC left.
Then you got to get the other ending.
No, I'm not. I refuse.
Howard, I'm doing full completion. You got to at least get... You don't have to fight all the bosses. You just got to do a new game plus. You can do the DLC on the new game plus.
Absolutely not.
Truly cowardly behavior.
Yes.
Oh, but
I want to play Bloodborne. Let me play Bloodborne.
Weren't so good.
But David, what else have you done that we've, I think, referenced but haven't actually brought up yet? What else did you do?
Oh no, we don't need to bring that up in the podcast. Oh, if anything comes from it, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. If things come up, audience, something may happen. It would be incredibly funny, but it's very low chance.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
He's a fucking shoe-in. It's gonna happen.
Of course, it's gonna happen. Audience, get ready. Future episodes, we'll tell you all about it if anything happens.
David's gonna disappear for a month, and we're not gonna have an explanation as to why.
Listen, that would be incredible.
It would be very funny. It's not gonna happen, but it would be very funny.
It'd be very funny.
All right, Nick, how about you?
I tried a sport that I haven't tried, but I did a sport for the first time this weekend, which was fun. I went curling, which was
fun.
Yeah, I tried to drag David out, but it was like the most like last second thing that you possibly could.
You tried to drag me out by calling me day of, like day the of, event
the,
is occurring.
The event has
in...
started. Help. One of our fork. Team members.
Hey, David, you're a clumsy bitch, right? I'm gonna put you on the ice with one really slippery shoe.
Well, no, real specifically, shoe. It was for the engineering alumni.
Yes.
Which is why he called me.
Yes. I
was looking at my DoorDash order. I was like coming, arriving, and then I was also like looking at like my raid planning that was happening that night. I was like, nah, man, I got other plans today.
Which was entirely fair. That was a very, very fair and reasonable. But yeah, no, the fourth person who was supposed to be on our team, their cat was unfortunately throwing up for like all of yesterday. So we played with three people. Which is a very different way to curl. My triceps hurt a lot today. I swept way too much. Because
it's a
shockingly
physically intensive sport.
Especially, so I like my girlfriend, like it was both of our first times like curling. And she had a really hard time getting the weight right, and she was not putting enough on it for the longest time. So I was sweeping so hard for the rock to not actually get in. Like, I was just like, all right, like, she'd release it. I'd be like, I need to sweep this thing the hardest you can sweep it. Like, I need to make this shit water. She did eventually figure it out. By our last game, she was the one who could, like, get the rocks in the house, which was pretty funny. We never figured out how to set guards. So across four games, we went 0-2-2. We lost our first two games and then tied two games. It was great.
You set your guards by doing the same shot again, but lighter.
Yeah, that's not going to work, Charlie. I will do the same shot again, and I will score more. I will put more rocks in the center. I think it's called Vice.
You realize curling isn't bowling, right?
Like, I mean, no, you could set, as long as they're like in front of each other, that's fine.
Oh no, Charlie! They were like touching. Like I was vice for us in our last game. We only played two ends. Like they were just little two end games that we were playing. So the second end, we have the hammer. And it's like, all right, cool. I'm going third, and so I get to shoot the two rocks. And we're like, cool. Let's like set a guard or something. Like we're sitting two right now. We just need to be careful. And we'll win this game. I curl it and I'm like, cool, like that's right, that's like the correct like amount of curl, and it's like, cool, it's sitting directly by the two that we're sitting right now. They then miss all three of them miraculously, at which point I sit a fourth touching the three, at which point they knock out I think three of ours. It was great. I just did not, I could not figure out the appropriate weight to like sit it like close to the front, like to actually like set a guard. It was very, very difficult.
Curling's so much fun though.
It was a good time. Definitely a chill sport.
Is that
in, like,
the most,
all the ways.
Most Canadian thing you can say.
No,
curling's
so
fun, yo.
You could say way more Canadian things.
Absolutely.
Saying curling is so much fun really depends on the accent. If if it's this voice, then it's Canadian, but it could also equally be Scottish.
Sorry. Curling is so much fun, eh? Be careful on those roads when you get home.
It fucking snowed today.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, cool.
I woke up and there's a
audience,
fresh blanket of snow. So upset.
That's fun.
David has to walk over to his high-rise balcony.
There is a tiny bit of snow in that Canadian Tire parking lot.
Yeah, I've got some snow. I hadn't looked outside yet today, so I didn't realize either.
I try
Charlie
not
said
to look
something
outside.
And I looked out the window.
I have a house, so I always look out.
I wish. Ooh. I would love to not live in a basement anymore.
I wish I lived in a basement.
Yeah, David, I remember how much in this specific house you were like, oh man, this basement's great. There's so few windows, except for your bedroom.
Yeah, with the massive, the biggest window I've ever seen in a basement.
The biggest window in an apartment. and then there was the second house that we lived in with the longest window. Which was also beautiful.
I just don't know why I was cursed with windows when all I wanted was darkness.
Oh man.
Hey, shall we get into Primeval?
I guess.
We've fucking shot garbage for enough time.
Sweet, sweet. We're doing something special today, audience. We're watching the webisodes that premiered in between season 3 and 4. We're gonna do a live watch along. If you can find them, watching them off of YouTube. I don't think ITV cares. You can follow along with us. They're very quick things, so we're going to do a live watch and reaction, and then we'll talk about them, and then next week we'll...
Yeah. Woo.
After so we get caught up, I guess.
From this thumbnail, do we think Lester made it into season 4?
Yes, I think...
Lester's got to be in season 4.
Lester is
going to
be one of the few characters that appears in every single season.
Like, Lester wasn't in much of the end of season 3. I was getting a little worried.
Yeah.
I feel like they got rid of Lester, like, or not rid of, like, not got rid of, but, like, reduced the amount of screen time that Lester was getting at the end of season 3, because they're like, goddamn, this character, he's becoming too likable. We must make the audience forget about him.
No, he's going through his divorce right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's definitely it.
I think that timeline does actually line up. Like, she got written off the show and killed, and then I think they got divorced soon after.
Damn, that's a bad look. Anyways, let's get into episode 1 here, guys.
Is everyone in the activity?
Correct.
Yes. All right.
Oh, why? This is a weird ADR interview.
Yeah. What? Okay.
Wait, he didn't give his first name. He just said Becker. He said, what's your name? And he went, Becker.
Becker. Becker Captain. My first name is Captain. I don't actually hold that military rank. Okay, so we're just doing...
Yeah, what happened to everyone?
Fair enough.
They probably shot these all in one day, right?
Wait, hold on.
One afternoon.
Oh, definitely.
Sorry, hold on. We gotta go back a second.
Why?
Just listen.
Wait! Sarah died?
God damn. All right.
This is how they reveal? Wait,
that's
what?
How they reveal?
No. Sarah's dead.
Okay. Thanks. 50 seconds into a webisode?
She didn't make it to season 4.
Jesus. To me, they went insane. Just tell me. You know it. The brain gets scrambled when you go through these. What? Nice. Are we gonna come back to season four just being like unhinged? There's just shit everywhere now. Cause
you're the new people.
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
He's Mr. the new
Indiana
male lead.
Jones.
You don't. Why are you acting? Except for Sid and Nancy, who you must care for now.
Yes. Now that Connor and Abby are gone. Oh, are we going to get the cameraman, like the interviewer reveal at some point here? With the like over the cleaner looks that we're getting? Sorry?
Could be one of the cleaner clones.
Yo. Like, why are they doing the whole over the shoulder thing if they're not going to reveal him? Like, they have to, right?
I don't think so.
On a different
studio. We got renewed. Don't worry, neither do we, Lester.
All right, episode two.
On to episode two.
Episode two.
Wow.
I guess just brief pause. Okay. Episode one.
Holy fuck, Sarah's dead.
Yeah. She died.
Wait, but what if instead we watch George Learns to Fly, the Curious George official website or thing? Thanks, more videos.
But yeah, I guess Becker and Sarah went looking for the three missing people, but Sarah got killed by a future predator on one of the missions. I don't know why Sarah's on those missions. She's not military trained. Those should just be military operations, but.
Yeah, especially when you're going to a fucked up future that, like, we know is going to kill everyone. Why? Oh.
Yeah.
It's fine. They had to write her off somehow.
Yeah. Again, I think non-canon book expands on it a little bit more, but that book was then deemed non-canon after the revival, I think. So.
But don't worry. This webisode is canon.
Don't worry. She is still dead, though.
Yes. They did keep that canon. Yeah, that's it. Sarah's gone. I guess the arc was temporarily shut down pending an investigation, and they're in the hiring process for Jess Parker and Matt Anderson, who
sure
looks, I want to say, looks different from the season four. Like, he has more of a beard in this, and he has no beard in the promo image. Like the cast image we were, so
they probably didn't nail down the costuming yet or something.
Yeah, his hair is too combed over. He looks too nerdy in that one, but we'll see. I do love how, as an actor, I've been told I don't have an expressive face.
That's
exactly the critique you want to hear.
That is such an awkward thing. Like, I can imagine like having to say that line as an actor and being like, no. Why are you braiding my character like this? This is death. This is literal just career death for me.
I do enjoy that we are swinging a complete opposite direction from Danny then, who had the most expressive face.
You mean that one gif, Charlie, posted on the Forsaf Twitter, at Forsaf?
My face, my reaction when I can't find the good in the Twitter. The most popular meme, you mean?
Yes, the most popular meme.
We will be selling it as an NFT for millions of dollars.
Yes, David, cut me in on this money. I want at least 10% for doing nothing.
Yes, you can have 10% of any proceeds we make on the sale of that GIF, which we totally own the rights to.
Listen, it's transformative, especially the last one with all of the compression going on in it. That is transformative right there.
You can argue that, man, 50% of those pixels are not there anymore.
Exactly.
All right, ready to start webisode two.
Sure.
My Discord just went weird.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no, okay, I'm back.
All right, we're good. All right. So I guess we're just starting off immediately where we left off on that last one.
It's Captain Becker. First name Captain, last name Becker.
It's still not his title. He's not actually a captain.
That's not what the interview said. The interview title gave him the rank of captain.
Fair enough. So he's Captain Becker? Okay.
Is Becker a misogynist?
Also, are they going to try and make...
this a thing?
Becker and Jess a thing? Okay. Why? Why do you feel like you know them? Just because you read the files?
What the fuck?
Is this okay. The man? I guess this is the man with no facial expression, yeah. Which is how I will refer to him.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Wait.
What is this?
Wait, he's familiar. Where do I know this actor from?
Is this the bad guy? Are we being introduced to the bad guy?
Oh, he's Qyburn on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Did he ever show
that
up?
That seems not okay. Why is the arc 50-50 private? That's so not okay. Capitalism is going to take over the arc.
Helen was right. Again, Helen was right.
Oh my god, Helen Uther for us?
Yes, we talked about this. Helen is Uther. She's right.
Also, if you're a corporation and you take over the Ark, your entire goal is to go and make more oil, right? Like, just go back in time and make more oil?
Kill all the dinosaurs so there's more oil?
No, just bring back, like, plant matter from right now and, like, other shit. Just make more oil in, like, make spots of, in, like, the... Ex-military, expat, he's all of the X's. He's even my ex-boyfriend.
He's an X-man.
He quits everything. Yeah, they're gonna be a thing.
Also, did she just tell him to smile more?
Yes.
Reverse misogyny? What?
She smacked him on the ass and said, "You're cuter when you smile, toots." And Becker went, "What?"
I have
a raging erection right now.
This is how it feels like. I was right to do this to every woman I know.
It feels amazing to be treated like this. All right, we're going to get you back this week, and you're
phone
just going to stand in front of your house and talk on your phone, and we'll be done. 20 minutes max. Yes, I said I know. Okay, RuPaul.
I was going to say, what?
What a...
So
okay.
We got introduced to a double agent in the webisodes.
Apparently?
Is Mac going to be,
I think, main character?
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be a fake-out double agent?
Definitely.
I guess?
Who knows? Who knows? Because is the guy that he was talking to, is he the one who owns 50% of the Ark?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it turned out to be.
I can't believe the Ark has gone private.
I also wouldn't be shocked if he never shows up outside of these webisodes.
That would make a lot of sense.
I can't believe the conservatives were able to privatize the Ark.
Can you imagine, like, can you imagine the like thought process behind this as well? Because in webisode one, we see that like Parliament got fucked up by a Stegosaurus, right?
Yeah.
So that happened and they went, shit, we need the Ark, but we don't want to fund all of it. Don't worry, we'll sell 50% of it. And we trust it. Like the thought process behind that is insane. but cool.
Yeah.
Right. I really hope that they try and get all the oil. I really hope they try and make more oil.
Hope they just make more oil.
They gave Becker a girlfriend.
Yep. They killed off Sarah.
They killed off Sarah, and Matt is a double agent for something.
Cool.
Cool.
Where's Lester? He hasn't shown up in a full webisode. I'm worried about him.
It's fine. He was in the first one.
Oh. Okay, all right, here's our villain.
Yep.
Oh my god, their company is Prospero.
Okay, so that's our 50% owned.
Yep. Again, how did the government sell this off?
Wait, are they flirting as well? Is she just gonna flirt with everyone?
Polycule.
Slap bracelet.
It's a slap bracelet! Oh my god!
Holy shit, they did not have a lot of money.
This is great for security, but why does it say "Live Strong" on it?
Don't worry, I got a slap bracelet too.
It's a slap bracelet. Oh my god.
Okay. So the arc.
You knew Cutter for like a month?
Yeah.
I really just. Huh. His name is Matt Anderson. I really want to call him Manderson.
Manderson. I'm down with Manderson. Excellent. We've got his character.
He should.
Yep.
He wasn't there to bring a shotgun into the future to hide in a car.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
We're going to hang up now after saying goodbye?
Yeah.
Hey, what?
All right.
What was that one?
So
oh boy.
Okay, that one was just kind of... So I'm still wrapping my head around this, but I guess the thing that like we got like hints of from episode one, but is like real here, is like the first three seasons of this, the arc and the anomalies in general, like they were doing their best to hide this shit from the public. The fact that it is that they sold 50% of it and that there was a Stegosaurus in Parliament.
Yeah, it can't be.
It has to be public now, right? Like it has to be public knowledge.
I don't actually don't they live stream? House of Commons session?
There's no way that they have Stegosaurus in Parliament that would have killed people. Like, just I know that they're not carnivores. That Stegosaurus would have still killed people.
Also, there's got to be like one random crazy like Tory MP who's going to be like, I'm gonna tell everyone there was dinosaurs.
Well, no. Also, like, I'm pretty sure you're right that they live stream it. Like, the fact that they have that video footage and things like that, like, I'm pretty sure that that would have been, like, the C-SPAN equivalent.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, so it's going to be public knowledge, I guess? Like the Ark and Anomalies are going to be public knowledge, and it's just going to be, like, that, which is what I found really weird about, like, Manderson being like, no, like, you must wear civilian, like, wear civvies. Don't wear, like, uniforms and things like that. It's like, you want this? You want like the army people to be wearing civilian clothes when everyone knows that the Ark exists and we're going to stop an anomaly? Why?
I don't think the Ark is just going to be like, oh, Prospero's working with a government liaison, but I don't think the anomalies are public knowledge.
Just the Stegosaurus.
I think they're also like, going to go through and be like, oh, we scrubbed that, but.
I guess.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be some weirdness. I'm very curious to see what insane things have happened for season four here.
Yeah.
They're setting up some insane things.
They definitely are. The show feels like it's getting unhinged. All right. Episode four.
All right.
Episode
no. Four. One sec. I'm going to get some coffee because I really need it.
All right. Fair enough.
Kill time for like a minute.
Yeah, Charlie.
Dead air. Dead air, Nick. We're gonna fuck with
him. No, I don't want a dead air, Charlie. What are they gonna do? Like,
Prospero is gonna be doing evil things.
Of course, like it's gotta be Prospero doing evil things.
It may in fact be mining the past for oil.
Please. It's not American. If the show was American, I bet it would be oil. Like, it's gotta be oil if this is an American show. Because it's British, maybe... Oh, no, Prospero's gonna go back in time and they want to restore the British Empire. Huge call-outs.
That would be amazing. Huge call-outs.
The goal is to go...
I'm sorry, you mean the vaguely brown CEO is a British imperialist?
Absolutely.
100%. That would be such a take.
Charlie, I stand by my take.
Horrendous takes, my dude. Alright, let's get into the next one. Why is the sky gray?
I think that they're just like bringing this more towards like, look, the future's terrible.
Yeah, like Sarah, when you had her killed by a future predator, Becker. Because she was about to report you for sexual harassment. But now this new woman has sexually harassed you, so you're fine with it? Who the fuck are these people?
Cool, I hope I'd never meet these people again.
Oh, hey, Lester!
Hi, Lester!
Is my number five concern.
Remember, kids, safety second, fun first. Okay.
Good. That's a good decision.
That's, yeah, let's have them, okay, military, that's fine. Ooh, look at him being an open door policy boss.
Disgusting. This guy's gonna be the worst kind of manager.
Just remember, absolutely, we're a family here. We work hard and we play hard.
Good.
Because we spit on their memory.
This means nothing. They do not exist anymore. As you all did? Wow.
Not until tomorrow.
That's we'll give up on them eventually, though.
So,
with so a resounding applause from three people.
Yeah. What a...
All right, that webisode is just Matt giving an inspiring speech of, yeah, the government thinks they're dead, but I don't.
But the other thing to recognize about that is, like, they need to stop searching for them. Like, they need to just be after the anomalies here. Like, they need to just stop that.
Well, also, how are you even searching for them? You don't know where in fucking time and space they are. They could be anywhere.
Also, the last thing that you know is that they went into the future. You've been searching in the future for them. And like the future is full of all of the things that will eat you. You didn't find any bodies. That's fine. A lot of the time bodies wouldn't exist probably after that. Like missing presumed dead is definitely the correct call.
Yeah.
Like you don't even contemplate they went through another anomaly. You just expect that they are missing presumed dead.
So do you, like, every anomaly you find, just on the off chance, do you throw, like, a long-term supply pack on the other side just in case they find it?
No, you plant oil. You
Nick is very serious about this.
You
making
kill
oil
a whole plant. Bunch of dinosaurs, you bury them deep, and you make sure you know the location.
You wouldn't even need to do dinosaurs, though, right?
Dinosaurs.
You
just cows. Take any animal from
any,
today.
Any, like, carbon or plant even. Source, yeah. Right? Like, just, like, clear cut a bunch of old logs or something.
I guess
yeah,
the trick...
be like, cool.
The trick would be is finding out where you are so you can get the oil later, right?
The trick would be peeking in, like, nope, this is in Africa again, guys. We can't keep planting oil in Africa.
Guys, there's only so many times that we can liberate this part of Africa. It's kind of getting knocked.
Why are all of our oil fields in the Middle East? How do we keep making this mistake? Because, like, there's no reasonable way to, like, know where on Earth you are when you come through the other side of an anomaly.
So
the stars waited, should still be in
the
same
stars
place,
should help the right? Stars would do it.
Would they should... like, depending on what time you've, like, traveled back to, like, you would need to know, like, hemisphere.
You
the
would
stars
be
would
able
be so different, okay. Though
no, but you would be able to calculate it. They also wouldn't be that different, though. Like, the Earth hasn't moved that much since the time of the dinosaurs, like, in the cosmos. Like, the same stars would be visible. The positions wouldn't necessarily be exactly
the
same.
They'd be wildly different because, like, our constellations have shifted so much in 6,000 years that...
Also, Charlie...
What's going to happen when you're millions of years in the past?
Charlie, you're forgetting the fact that, one, this is oil. That we will find a way. And two...
this is oil!
And two... You could hire some astrophysicists and be like, yo, I'm going to pay you like $500,000 a year. Give me a star chart for these periods of time. Like, I need star charts for the entirety of human history. I will pay you to make these. Just map them out and figure them out so that I can go back in time, figure out what year I'm in, and then use a star chart from that period of time.
This was the plot of the Moon Knight TV show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
With oil?
No, but there's an important plot element where, like, they need to have a certain, like, constellation above the sky, and they realize, oh, fuck, that was in ancient Egypt, though. It's no longer there. And they're like, well, we can always make the sky go back in time. And they're like, wait, what? Won't people notice?
What
and they're
the
like,
fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I Googled it. I don't think we have the computational accuracy to know what the sky looked like 65 million years ago.
With enough oil, yes, we would, Charlie. I stand by my
claims. Galactic year is roughly 250 million years, so 63 million years is a quarter of a year in galactic terms. Like, I don't know if you could get any astronomer to be like, yeah, this is what it would look like roughly 100 million years ago? Get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't think there's any way to know what time period you're in with reasonable accuracy and where on planet Earth you are with reasonable accuracy.
All right. All right. New answer. Significantly stupider, but also would be hilarious. Just set up GPS satellites.
How?
Just
bring a GPS satellite.
Bring the rockets.
It's through the anomaly with you.
How are you launching? How are you launching a satellite?
Bring the rockets.
Bring everything you need through. There doesn't seem to be like a total amount or volume you can bring through an anomaly. I don't see why they can't bring through everything required to launch a satellite into space.
They ship those fuckers on trucks. They could drive enough trucks through the anomaly. It's possible.
I'm more talking about the infrastructure needed to launch a satellite seems beyond the scope of we can drive trucks through.
Nah, you just gotta set up a base there. You go, all right, your families will be well compensated. You guys are gonna live here now. Other TV
show. You're advocating for Terra Nova situation?
Yes, I want Terra Nova as well now.
You're advocating for the hit 2011 TV show, Terra Nova?
Terra Nova.
Would it be Terra Nova or would it be...
No, this was a different sci-fi show, Charlie.
Different sci-fi show. I've watched it.
No, I know, but I'm saying it wouldn't be a new Earth. It would be an old Earth.
No, but the exact plot of the show is they go back to the Cretaceous period and form their own, like,
society.
They literally time travel back and try to colonize the Cretaceous era. Oh,
I stand by what I've stated, David.
Yeah, I just don't think there's any way you could, maybe, like, weather balloons, but you're counting
on... Oh, it's a parallel time stream? That's bullshit. Yeah.
It would have to be, or else you run into paradoxes so fast.
No. It'd be so funny, though.
Just people keep randomly popping up and disappearing because they keep killing things.
I stand by my statement. They can do it. They have the technology. I don't know how yet, but they'll figure it out.
Man, we should watch Terra Nova.
I watched that show. It was... okay, in only one season, I believe.
Yep. One season wonders, Terra Nova.
Oh, there you go. New podcast.
Once we're done with Four Staff, we're going to change it to One Season Wonder.
That feels like probably a better, like just a more sane show for us to do.
Yes.
One season, so doable.
We can do Firefly, we can do Terra Nova. Other shows that only had one season.
We're going to find a show that has like one season and then a really shitty second season. And we're just not going to be able to do it.
Anyways, webisode 5.
Webisode 5. This is the last webisode.
Ooh.
Why is it plugged into itself?
Why isn't it plugged into itself, Charlie? Okay, so we got body cams.
Yeah.
Unless
you're dealing with a civilian, in which case cover it up.
I wonder if these are, like, through space and time body cams.
Nope.
Never mind. All right. Immediately told no. Cool.
Becker, stop being such a cunt.
Are the like, God damn, it's no so, going through anomalies?
It's so hot how dismissive of everything he is. Don't wink at her. It's creepy in the workplace.
Why are you sorry? You didn't say anything bad.
Really? Because you just did.
All right, let me just grab you by the small of your waist.
At least it's
direct
not by
you
the,
over here.
At least it's not by the back of her arm, which is the most uncomfortable spot to grab someone by.
Oh, jeez.
Fair enough.
And so she had to die.
I shot her in the back.
How does that work? How does time travel work in our world?
The most frustrating thing about this is, like, if Helen goes back, like, it just creates a paradox, right? Like, if you kill the early humans, it just creates a paradox.
Hey, why did you turn your recorder off immediately after we told you to never turn your recorder off?
Yep.
And then, hey, a cell tower was pinged at this exact spot where you turned your recorder off. Did you take a phone call that we can't know about?
Oh, wait, is that a blue screen behind him?
It is.
That is absolutely a blue screen.
That is an unedited blue screen.
With random screech, like fake leaves. Oh my god.
It's just a blue screen.
I want to go back to episode 2 real quick after this to see if that is edited, like, comped properly.
Because that's definitely just a blue screen there.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the playlist. Episode 2. And
Webisode 2. All right, audience, we'll be 1 second. We're figuring out how poorly these webisodes were made.
It's right there.
It's still a blue screen.
How did we not notice it the first time?
how do they get away with that? How did they? I think because it's darker in this one. Like, we just didn't notice it as much.
I think they ran out of budget for these.
How do you run out of that budget? That's like $2. That's a photo. That is all that is.
All right, bring us to the next one.
That's it.
What happened to that?
We're all done?
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all of them. But yeah, the team
has... Do you feel properly introduced to the new team?
I mean, this is actually a nice bit of intrigue for Manderson more than anything else. Don't really care about Jess. It seems to imply that she was either a field commander for, like, a different unit before this, or that she has been working on anomalies before Manderson was hired. Because he did, when reporting back to Gideon, he was like, oh, it sounds like she's a force to be reckoned with when she's got a team on an anomaly. So they were hired at slightly different times, but enough that she was able to... The timeline's all weird.
How long do we think it's been? That's my other question.
Between...
I don't think they mention it.
Between seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, between seasons.
Probably a year?
Like a couple months?
I think at least.
A year?
Yeah.
A couple months.
Like, there's obviously been several incidents. Like, they shut down the arc. Then there were several incidents, including, like, the Parliament one, right? And then they had to sell 50% of the arc to Prospero. So I just think, like... A year-ish makes sense.
It's also in between seasons, so a year is probably...
Yeah, like, a year probably makes sense. There's a weird thing associated with this, where I guess they're allowed to have, like, as little time as possible pass for Connor and Abby, because we know they're coming back, because they can just have an anomaly, like, pop in later, and it's, like, fine. They don't have to stay there for the same time.
No, I think they'll have them stay there for the same amount of time. Just...
God.
Just because then you don't want to get into, like... Oh my god, we've lost a year of our lives. Like, am I still, like, 27? Or am I technically 28 now?
But it is time travel. Like,
I know,
time travel.
But that's literally, like, just travel through time, show. Don't be a coward.
The way they've been doing it is, and I know a lot of the time they return through, like, the same anomaly, but even the time where they got trapped and then managed to randomly pick an anomaly that popped them out at, like, a Ren Fair. It still seemed like the same amount of time had passed. So I don't...
Which is bullshit.
I don't think they're going to go down that route. I think it's going to be... Especially with in the promo image, the long hair on Connor and Abby. They've definitely been there for a while.
All right. Well, I look forward to unhinged Connor and Abby. Because that's the only way that can end then. Is just they're going to be, like, just insane human beings. If they've been away for a year.
Yeah.
Living in dinosaur times, fending off raptors.
Yeah, Manderson's at least intriguing.
I guess.
Yeah. He appears to be somewhat competent, but hidden past. Maybe his brother also died because of an anomaly.
No, he's Danny Quinn's brother.
Oh my god, could you imagine? With a completely different accent.
He is Danny Quinn's brother.
I thought you died.
Final answer.
Also, sad thing, looking at episode 4.1, an Etha trivia quickly. There's no more North American episode titles.
No.
Good.
It's only the German titles now.
Good. That was fucking stupid.
So I will just be posting the raw German as the episode
don't
title.
Don't post the raw German.
I don't think I can do raw German.
You don't want to read Zurück aus der Kreidezeit or Back from the Cretaceous period?
From what you just said, Charlie, that's the reason why I don't.
All right.
You want to make it as offensive as possible?
All right. I think that's our episode of the podcast.
I think it is. We're not rating this shit. There were webisodes.
Interestingly, this was filmed at the same time as Series 5 because 4 and 5 were shot at the same time.
Oh.
What the fuck?
So before Season 4 came out, they were already filming Season 5.
Do you think ITV just thought they were going to be that big?
Or
it was cheaper to film it all at once instead of having everyone come back.
It was probably cheaper to film it all at once.
Especially because
it's only 13 episodes between the two seasons.
Yeah. That's true.
British shows,
I always forget how short their seasons are.
So that's only 3 episodes longer than all of season 3.
Yeah.
So with drastically shrunk down set, because the new arc set looks smaller. And probably slightly degraded special effects.
I mean, I think we also were explained that why when we're going to see a bunch of the extras who work in the ARC, they're going to be in civilian clothes and not military gear.
Yeah.
And it's not because of the budget. No, it's because...
It's definitely not because of the budget.
Yeah.
Couldn't be because of the budget.
That's some justification right there if I've ever seen some.
I also like the like, hey, you took away our guns? What the fuck?
Yeah, new non-lethal weapons. Don't worry about it.
We don't have to shoot blanks all the time now.
Don't worry about the fact that they've all got orange like plastic things on the front of them. And we bought them from a dollar store.
Everyone gets one taser. Here you go.
But yeah, those were the webisodes. Come back next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, this isn't my job. Hey,
it's not your job. This is my job. Fuck off, Charlie. How to take my job. Get the fuck out of here. Audience, thank you so much for listening to this just weird episode. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Apologies for the dead air that I'm guessing David's going to cut out where we're like partially watching the webisodes and not actually talking about them. Apologies for that. But hey, thanks for making it to the end of it here.
No, I'm not editing this at all.
Oh, no. All right. Audience, if you... whoever made it here, thank you. And also, what the fuck? What the actual fuck? Now get the fuck out of here. Go find us on Twitter at Foursaf, FOURSAAF. Send us an email, whatever, but get the fuck out. I'm keeping this short and sweet because you made it here somehow. Get out of here. Outro.
Our intro and outro music is Dream One by Magenta 6. Licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.